Hello there, and welcome to The Bitch Fix, a podcast for women who want to jam out on their lives, live in harmony with their hormones, and reclaim their mood, energy, and mojo. I'm Christine McCarroll, functional nutritionist and women's health straight talker, and I'm here to tell it like it is on all things health, happiness, and hormones for women. So shake off that cape, Superwoman, because we're here to launch this thing. Well, hey, girl, and welcome to episode 119 of The Bitch Fix. So this is the second of kind of a, we'll just call it a loosely grouped end of year, beginning of year transition little mini series of episodes. So last time we were talking about some really just practical strategies for how to handle the holidays. So talking about some food and friends, aka alcohol and family. Kind of just logistics, right? So some stuff that comes up for a lot of us around what we're eating, what we are taking in, and maybe some situations that we might find ourselves in interpersonally over the holidays. So that was kind of my first step. And I'm actually kind of walking you guys through the process that I have been going through and am in the midst of, I guess, myself for this end of month. So I've been thinking a lot about this transitionary period, about kind of the way that this is showing up for me, the way that I want it to be playing out. So I've really been taking a lot more kind of power back and agency into this this end of year time than I often do, and really trying to be quite intentional about the way that I am approaching many levels of my life. So I'm being very conscious this holiday season about not just being swept away by kind of just life and the way that things always are. So like I said, last time we were talking about some super practical stuff, like what do you eat before you go to that holiday party? And then, you know, maybe some deeper stuff, like what do you do when you get those uncomfortable conversations at the holiday party? So today I wanted to share about something else that I'm planning on doing at the end of this year that I am choosing to do kind of as an end of year project, but I would highly encourage anyone who wants to do this any time. So you might be listening to this podcast in April or July, and it doesn't really matter when you do this. I think a digital detox, which is what I'm going to be doing at the end of the year, can be so incredibly potent and powerful. And what I wanted to share on this episode is a few things. I wanted to talk about what I mean when I say this, because it could look a lot of different ways for different people, what I'm going to be doing, and then how I plan on filling myself up when I'm not filling that space with technology, with digital everything, right? So there are a few reasons why I decided to do this digital detox at the end of the year. The first reason is it's just great timing-wise. So a lot of people, a lot of us are going to be offline anyway in various ways at the end of the year. So many, many people take time off. It's very easy for me to step away from my work for a little while without really impacting anything that's happening because everyone is taking this time off. And it also makes it very easy for me to just disengage. And I appreciate that things are happening around me, like my kids are home. So I can feel like I can kind of cocoon in and nest in with my family. And it's going to be so rejuvenating to be doing that. The other thing is I like the significance of this time of year. So if you've listened to my podcast at all, if you followed me at all, you know that I am really interested in cycles. And that includes everything from our menstrual cycle to season cycles, cycles of life. And I think it's so amazing, actually, and empowering to kind of ride these cycles, to not fight them, but to be accepting and part of them. And so one of those cycles, I do these detoxes for the equinox. So equinoxes are the longest and shortest days of the They are not the longest and shortest. They are the equal days of the year. So the days of equality where daylight and darkness are equal. The solstice, this is what I meant to say, the solstice is the longest and shortest day of the year. So the winter solstice that we have coming up is the very shortest day of the year. And then the summer solstice is the longest day of the year. And I think that we can really kind of come back to ourselves in these transition periods. And so what I think about in the winter is the darkness. And what it's funny because we have a calendar in our kitchen that has different art prints for every month. And the art for December is like a peaceful winter dark night sky. And my husband is an amazing chalk artist. And we have this chalkboard in our kitchen where he's like always just drawing whatever's happening with our family. Like we'll count down to somebody's birthday, or we'll have just a picture for the season, or he'll like, you know, he drew a picture for my daughter's high school when she started high school this year. So whatever it is, he's doing chalk art. And his little chalk art for our chalkboard was also kind of this wintry, like cold, dark night. And it's just, I think, something that's very vivid in the mind, these cold, dark nights. And it's kind of actually true. So if you go outside, it is darker now than any other time. It is colder now. And then there is kind of the allegorical or metaphorical part that we can kind of go with in that. So as it gets cold and dark outside, we can kind of nestle down inside. We can go into ourselves, go into our own little cocoons. We can kind of embrace that kind of quiet period where we're not needing to always be so active. So think about the longest day in summer. There's a lot of activity. There's a lot of outside time. There's a lot of, gatherings and, socializing and just so much stuff that's happening. And we can really take this inner time to be kind of quiet and peaceful. So kind of just writing that seasonal piece is the other piece of it for me. So there's the piece where it's just easy and convenient for me to do this. And then there's a seasonal piece. So the digital detox that I'm doing. So I think that, my detox for the equinox, a lot of times I'm doing something that it's more based around food or something like that. Or, you know, this last time we did like cleaning out the pantry. And what I really want to focus on here is what's in my life that isn't serving me. And one of the things that definitely I actually enjoy doing is being connected to other people. And certainly our digital media allows us to do that. So I appreciate that I can, just like this podcast, right? I can reach people across the globe that I would never meet just with technology. And that can be super cool. I also find that there are times when it is taking over my life and my brain. And it's almost like I'm different when I'm constantly on a screen than when I am just disconnected and really tuning back into the humans around me and the human that is me, right? Like tuning into myself. So the things that I'm doing for this digital detox, if you've never heard that word before, and I'm going to guess a lot of people have at this point, but essentially it is just, we live in a digital world. And to detox from that is just to remove yourself from it, which is so funny. Like it's like, you know, it's almost like just going back in time 40 years, right? Or maybe even not that much, like maybe like 20 years. Like we didn't just always have ubiquitous technology around us all the time until very, very recently. So this is quite new. Constantly having access to a laptop, a tablet, a phone. This is just not the way it was even when I was a kid or even really a teenager. So, and I'm not that old, I'm 43. So it's just like, it's a crazy world that we now live in. So here is what I am doing for my digital detox. That was a long preface. Here's what I'm doing. Here is what I am saying no to and what I am removing. The first thing I am going to do is I am going to close my laptop. And I'm not going to open it for 10 days. So I am starting my digital detox. I'm going to tell you when I'm doing it. I am doing it from December 23rd to January 1st. And I'm going to close my laptop. And on the 22nd, I'm going to be kind of wrapping up all of my work for the year. I'm going to close down my laptop and I'm not going to open it again until 2022. What I am really crystal clear about, I've been having fun actually talking with my kids about this. I'm not going to open this for anything right? Including things like finding a recipe. If I need a recipe, I have an entire cupboard full of recipes. I am not opening it for social media. I'm not opening it for work. I'm not opening it for email. I'm not opening it for anything that is available to me on the World Wide Web. So my laptop shall be closed. It shall remain closed. There is nothing that I need that could be found on my laptop. So I am closing it. It is going to rest, and I am going to rest by having that closed for those 10 days. On my phone, what I have decided, the interesting challenge with a digital detox is that everything we do anymore is pretty much on our phones. I actually read this really interesting article a few years ago. I don't remember where I read it anymore, but it was essentially talking about the challenge that we have, that our kids have now, that we didn't have, because everything is on the phone. So when we were kids, if our mom was busy, we could see what she was doing, right? So like, let's say mom was planning dinner and she was making a meal plan from a recipe book or from some recipe books or from some magazines. You might see her sitting down at the table with some recipe books and some magazines, and maybe she was writing down on a piece of paper her grocery list and what she was going to be making for the week. If she was going to need to call the plumber, you would see that she was looking in the yellow pages for the plumber. If she needed to call the school, you would see that she was either looking at, you know, maybe a phone list by the actual phone, or she was looking kind of the same thing in the phone book to call the school or the plumber. If she was going to be chatting with her sister, you would see that she was going to pick up the phone and you would know that she was chatting with her sister. What our kids see now is everything is in this one tiny box. So our kids look at us and we could be making a meal plan. I do this every week and we're doing it on the phone. We're finding our recipes on the phone. We're making the grocery list for grocery delivery on the phone. Everything is on the phone. If we are going to be looking to call or contact the school or a plumber, again, we are looking at the phone. We don't even need to pick up an actual telephone to make those reservations. We could be doing it. I have hired lots of people on Thumbtack, right, on an app. If I need to contact the school, I use the school contact form on their website that can be reached on my phone. If I'm going to be talking to my sister, I'm going to kind of air quotes talking, I might text her first. Sometimes I'll call her, but sometimes I'm just texting her, right? And so our kids don't even know what's happening. Everything is happening on this black box of the phone. So this was a big challenge for me as I was thinking about this. And the one of the biggest challenges is I literally don't have a house phone anymore, right? So for getting in communication with the rest of the world, I do have to have my phone. So what I decided to do was to create some boundaries around my phone. And I'm actually going to be removing apps from my phone. So I had actually already taken Facebook off my phone a long time ago. I found that Facebook was a black hole. Anytime I had any little bit of downtime, even if it was like 10 minutes, I would just go hop onto Facebook. And it was just, you know, kind of this just time suck, brain suck thing that was happening. So I took the app off my phone. And what I did instead is I would only access Facebook from my computer. And I downloaded this program called Newsfeed Eradicator, which is amazing. I love it. It's a great tool. I recommend it. And essentially what that does is when I log into Facebook, I don't see my feed. So I don't see anything that's going on. I don't get sucked into Facebook land. I just go to places that I have already planned to go. So if I need to go into a group, so like for example, I have a private group on Facebook called Holistic Hormone Balancing, if you're not already there. If I need to go into that Facebook group to chat with somebody or somebody had a question for me or something like that, I can just go directly into that Facebook group. I am part of some professional communities on Facebook. If I want to go chat with somebody in one of my professional communities, I can just go, again, directly to that group and then be in communication there. If there happens to be, you know, a friend or relative that I wanted to connect with, I can use those features to reach out directly, but I'm not just seeing everything scrolling by. So since I'm going to be closing down my laptop and Facebook is already gone, I'm just not going to be on my phone. I'm not going to see that on my phone. One of the places that I've been playing the most lately is Instagram. So I'm going to take Instagram off my phone. And the thing is you can easily make decisions about stuff, but it's so easy for your kind of muscle memory to just go, right? So even though like I've made a decision, for example, about only using my phone for certain things, it's almost like unconscious, subconscious at this point that if I saw a Facebook notification, I'm sorry, an Instagram notification, I might just click that button before I even realized what I did, right? So I'm trying to bring awareness back to myself about these kind of knee-jerk things that I do. The reason that I had taken Facebook off again months ago was, besides the fact that I found myself mindlessly scrolling all the time, is I would just like, again, like my thumb would just click that button before I almost even realized what had happened. So I had kind of gotten, you know, just kind of my, I felt like my brain had been hijacked by Facebook unintentionally. So same with Instagram. I think almost what happened was when I took Facebook off, Instagram became my backup. And again, I do enjoy Instagram, right? And I like being on there. I like sharing content. I enjoy a lot of the people that I follow there. But right now, I want to do this detox. I want to remove this from my life and give my brain a break. So I'm taking the Instagram app off my phone. I am also going to be removing email. I'm actually not 100% sure if I can remove that app from my phone. I'm going to do my damnedest to do it. If I can't, I'm going to, there is a way in Gmail to there's something in the settings. I do not remember what it's called, but you can go in the settings and you can essentially make it so that no new email hits your inbox for a period of time. I don't remember what that's called. But there is a setting so that even if new mail is coming in, even if my finger goes of its own accord and clicks the email button, no email is actually going to be hitting my inbox. So I'm just going to be reminded as soon as it's open that there's no email there. But I'm going to try and remove the email from my phone. So I want to remove all of those social apps. Everything that I am on the phone is going to be gone. And I will say, and when I tell you guys in just a second, all my yeses, I'm going to tell you what I am leaving on the phone. So the other things that I am removing are things that are any sort of tracking for my own biometrics. So I've actually shared quite a lot on this podcast about my love of biometrics and my love of different stats and ways that I am kind of tracking my own health. So there's some things that I track my menstrual cycle. At varying times, I'm tracking my food. I am tracking my blood sugar. I am tracking my sleep and wake cycles. And again, like all of this isn't like all the time, but I tap into different parts of it at different times. And I actually, like I said, I enjoy it a lot. I find so much value in it. And I have gotten so much information about how to be kinder to my body and understand like what's working for her and what needs to change. So that has been incredible. At the same time, I feel like sometimes it is just taking a lot of my attention. And it's also in some ways, it can be something that's just like a little bit more noise in my life. And I am thinking about the darkness and the quiet. And when I think about darkness and quiet, I don't think about things like tracking my blood sugar. So as I'm kind of going into the cocoon, this is really how I'm thinking about this time, is I'm almost like going into a cave, going into a cocoon, and really being very still and quiet in the midst of that. So I am removing everything that is in any way kind of noise to me. So I am going to be, I have this continuous glucose monitor. I am wearing it right now. They last for about 2 weeks. The 2 week time frame that will be the one that I'm wearing is going to be coming off will be perfectly timed to be just a couple days before this kind of digital detox I'm doing. So continuous glucose monitor is going to go. I have also shared my love of the hoop strap. I have worn the hoop strap so much and so continuously that I have a tan line, even though I'm not even tan here in Colorado in the middle of December, around the hoop strap. And I'm going to be taking it off, right? So I'm not going to track my sleep or anything else, my heart rate, my exercise, none of that. I'm just taking that off. So no hoop strap, CGM, no continuous glucose monitor. I am not going to be checking in on any of my apps for my menstrual cycle or again, like food or anything else. So all of those apps that I use, I'm just going to be removing them for right now. One option I have thought of actually, besides just entirely removing them, is moving them all into like a single folder and then putting that folder like just kind of where I can't see it on my phone. So I don't want any of those notifications. I'm basically turning off all of the notifications. So all of those digital things that could be tracking me or my body also going to go. I don't use an alarm clock. If I had one, that would be going right now too. So those are all of the things that I am very consciously removing from my life during this time. So what I really find is that there's always no's within yeses and yeses within no's. So when I say no to things, what I am actually doing is opening up the possibility of saying yes to other things. And then similarly, on the flip side, when you say yes to a lot of things, you do say no to others, right? So in this particular example, I am saying no to all of those distractions to say yes to a few important things. So the first thing I'm saying yes to is quality time with my family. And as I mentioned, this happens to work out very nicely timing-wise because my daughters are home from school, and I'm just going to say yes to all of the time with them. So whatever they want that to look like, that could look like cooking or baking, in which case we'll be removing some of those cookbooks. We'll be taking down the cookbooks from the pantry and looking up recipes and how to do that stuff. Maybe we're going to play some board games. There are a lot of fun board games in my house. Maybe we're going to play, go on some walks. Maybe we're going to play with the dog. Maybe we're going to drive somewhere. Maybe we're going to do some kind of wintry hikes. It's one of the positives of the fact that it hasn't really snowed yet here in Colorado this year. So, all of those things are things that we might do together. And I'm just going to be very open to whatever comes up. I am not setting any plans. I am not creating, besides the few plans that we already have for ourselves, I'm not going to, you know, make an agenda of any sort for us. Other things that I am saying yes to, I'm going to say yes to sleeping in and actually just to sleeping as much and whenever I want to. So as much as I want to and whenever I want to. So I'm going to just wake up whenever I wake up, whenever the sunshine wakes me up. If it's before the sunshine, that's fine. If I wake up and it's still night and I feel like I want to get up and meditate, and I'm going to use night loosely because like it's, you know, dark until seven or something here, I'm going to get up and maybe I'll do a meditation. If then I feel like taking a nap in the middle of the afternoon, I am going to take a nap in the middle of the afternoon. I am very excited about this. Some other things I am going to say yes to. I'm going to go get a facial and a massage sometime during this time. I don't have those appointments scheduled yet. I'm going to schedule them for sure. And then I'm going to write them on my paper calendar because I do not want to get myself sucked into my Google Calendar, because I can tell you that my Google Calendar runs my life. And for the 10 days that I don't do the Google Calendar, I don't want it running my life. So I'm going to actually write these things on my paper calendar in my kitchen. I'm going to say yes to walking. I'm going to do lots and lots of walking. I do not plan to do a single like official workout during this time period. So I do go to a gym. I'm not going. I'm not going to go push myself. This is my quiet inside time. This is my cave time. This is my, my cocoon time. Not going to be working out. I'm going to do plenty of walking, plenty of stretching, not going to be doing anything hardcore. I'm going to say yes to cleaning some things out. So I definitely could use a super nice clean out of my pantry. I could use a super nice clean out of my closet. Here's what I'm not going to do though. I am not going to put it on my calendar as an agenda item on any particular day. I'm not going to be type A about it. And if it doesn't get done, it's not going to get done. I have mentally been thinking about this as such a beautiful opportunity for me to clear out the old to make room for the new. And so I'm super excited about doing it. I'm looking forward to it. It doesn't sound like a chore to me. But if it starts to sound like a chore in my 10-day detox, I'm going to be not doing it. So what I had originally planned was some digital detox in terms of things like clearing out my email box or closing down a whole bunch of tabs I have open on my computer, closing down some research projects. I decided that all of that was too much digital. So there's digital clearing that needs to happen at some time, maybe in the beginning of 2022. It is not going to happen during this week because I am shutting everything digital down. So those are the things that I am going to be saying yes to while I'm saying no to everything digital. So instead of living a digital life, instead of living my life on my phone or on my laptop, this is like so weird that this is like a novel concept, you guys, but like legit, this really is. And I know I'm not the only one who would feel this way. So saying yes to time with my family, saying yes to a massage, facial, walking, sleeping, eating. I'm not going to be tracking my food. I am not going to be going crazy. I did that whole podcast episode about, you know, how to handle some of these holiday celebrations. I'm going to enjoy my holiday celebrations. I'm going to be taking such loving care of my body with nourishing food the rest of the time. And I'm not in any way going to be tracking what that looks like. So I have a really good sense of what works for me. I'm going to be utilizing also the fact that I'm going to be in the luteal phase of my menstrual cycle then. So I'm kind of be in the what would be normally a quieter, lower, kind of time of my menstrual cycle anyway. So the foods that I would be eating work with that, which is awesome. And so all of those are things that I'm saying yes to. The other thing that is a huge one for me that I'm super excited about is I'm going to say yes to all kinds of actual reading. So reading books. So what I plan to do on the flip side of the detox is to do a book binge. So digital detox and book binge. The funny thing is I just can't seem to help myself with like overdoing something. So even though I'm like, I'm doing a lot of the digital stuff, like I find myself overdoing my pile of books that I want to read over, over this period of time. I'm going to post a picture of the stack of books over on Instagram that I'm going to be doing. So obviously pre-digital detox, I'll post this. It's kind of an insane pile, you guys. Like there's absolutely no way, even if all I did was just lay in bed and read books, I'm not a super fast reader. I'm kind of actually a slow reader. So there's absolutely just no way that even if I just laid in bed for 10 days and just read books, I would get through this entire stack. So I'm obviously like a little bit overzealous and optimistic about my ability to read. But I love, 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 love reading. And right now, when my life is super busy, one of the things I tend to do is listen to a lot of books, or I'm reading a lot on the computer. So I'm either reading on my phone, I'm reading on the computer, on a laptop, sometimes on a Kindle, but I'm constantly like, I'm reading on screens. I'm actually not a whole lot picking up physical books. And so I am even saying no to podcasts, which is, as I have a podcast, I also listen to a lot of podcasts. I also listen to a lot of training. I listen to books. All of that is gone. I'm not even doing Audible right now, which is saying something for me. So I'm just going to be doing physical reading. I'm going to be book binging during this time. I'm super looking forward to it. I think it's going to be so much fun. And even though my book list and my book pile is already a little bit ridiculous, I will totally take recommendations because what I think I'm going to be doing is kind of snacking on these books. So I may or may not get cover to cover on everything that I want to, but I'm super excited to at least take a little snack bite out of everything that I have in my pile. So even if I'm only reading a chapter of whatever book, I really want to kind of get a taste of all of these books so that when I come back to them later, I'll already kind of know what like juicy goodness is waiting for me in there. So if you have wonderful suggestions or recommendations for me, come find me on Instagram where I'm posting that book pile and you can put your suggestions in there for me or you can send me a DM over there. So I will be book binging and I will be sharing, like I said, all of what I'm going to be reading over on Instagram. So here are the very, very, very few things that I'm going to be saying yes to that are on my phone, because in this kind of world that we live in now, I couldn't really find a reasonable alternative. So I'm going to say yes to actually using my phone as a phone and texting. So actual phone calls and texting. So I want to be in communication with friends and family, and I'm not going to turn that off just because I'm doing a digital detox. So as much as I, you know, I'm super valuing my in-person time with my kids, some of the people that I love are far away. So I'm going to say yes to the phone part of my phone. I am going to allow myself to use maps. I kind of went back and forth on this one because I was really thinking like, you know, I don't want to use maps. Maybe I can go back old school. You guys, I don't even have physical maps anymore. And I was thinking about the amount of effort it was going to take me to go like find some paper maps. And I was like, this is ridiculous. The exhaustion from that, I was already tired just thinking about it. I'm like, the whole purpose of me doing a digital detox is to refuel myself, to kind of re-energize. I'm going into the cocoon. I'm re-energizing and baby quiet. And like the energy spent on that is just not worth it. So maps are going to stay on my phone. My camera. I don't have a camera anymore. Like that's just a thing that has gone away, right? It's just so weird how our phones have just taken over everything. We don't have anything of these physical things anymore. I don't have a camera, so I can't take pictures. And I do want to take pictures and I will share, I'll do some sort of like a download on Instagram later after the digital detox. But I want to take pictures of my family on the holidays. It's going to be fun. So I will leave the camera on there. And then music. So I live for music. Music is life and like soul food for me. Like the two things that bring me the most joy besides like my friends and family, the things that bring me the most joy in the world are reading books and listening to music. And so I want to experience my great joys while I'm in this kind of quiet internal detox rejuvenation period. So music is going to stay a part of what is accessible to me. So that is it. Communicating with loved ones, text and phone, maps because I do need to get around, and music because music is soul food for me. And that's it. That's all that I'm going to allow myself on my phone. Everything else is going to be gone. So if I lived, you know, not even that long ago, I would just say no entirely to the phone. I would stick the phone in a drawer. I do need it, unfortunately, for a few of those things. I am saying 100% no to the laptop. And I am saying yes to all of the rejuvenating, restorative, that's a better word, all of the restorative things that I just mentioned, including restoring my communication, my connection to my own self, my own intuition, and the quiet that I know is going to be the most restorative thing for me. So I'm super looking forward to this time period. And I think that detoxing can mean lots of things. And in this case, detoxing from the incessant input of information that we get living in the digital age is going to be so potently powerful for me. And I'm so excited to do it. So that's what I have for you guys. If you are listening to this again, any other time besides the end of the year, find a day, find 2 days where you can turn everything off. I've done this before when I've gone camping. It is super amazing. These little mini detoxes are phenomenal. But wherever you can, giving yourself some mental breathing room, you are going to be amazed at what shows up when you just allow your brain to breathe. All right, you guys, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week and weekend. I will see you on the other side of my digital detox in 2022. Have a lovely rest of your holiday season. Hey, if you've been on the hormonal roller coaster and want to know how to put the theories and strategies shared on this podcast to work for your body, I want to invite you to join me in my program, The Bitch Fix in 6 Steps to Happy Hormones. I'll help you heal your hormones naturally so you can get your mood, energy, and mojo back and live the badass life you were designed for. This is the work I've done with hundreds of women, and it can work for you too. To learn more, go to thebitchfixin6.com. I can't wait to meet you inside.